This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, so right now we have Ms. Mbali Ngobo from Ezemvelo Wildlife. Good afternoon. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you.
Can you please briefly explain your journey with nature conservation and what inspired you to venture to that journey?
Okay. My name is Mbali Ngobo. I'm the Human Resource Development Manager for Ezemvelo. I'm not a conservationist, so I am in HR, so I'm responsible for internships and the WILL program. So I'm not a conservationist. I've never done conservation in my life, so I came in because I had interest in conservation. That's why I joined the organization.
Why do you think it's important for institutions to have these kinds of events for students? Why do you think it's important?
I think it's very important because the students, when they come to our institutions or organizations, they come unprepared.
Yes.
They come not knowing what to expect. So I think it's important. I think programs like this play an important role.
Yes.
You know, in preparing the students, so that when the students get to the institution or organization, they are not like taken aback. I gave an example of a student that was supposed to come and do an internship with us.
Yes.
The student came on a Friday, and then by Sunday, the student was hitchhiking back to Maritzburg because when she got to Intersuit, which is one of our camps, what she got there was
not what she expected.
And she thought, you know, she could not cope. So that's why it's important also to touch on the issue of soft skills. Because when the students come to our institutions, they come already with the technical skills. If we are in conservation, we've already studied conservation, but there are skills which are called soft skills, which are critical, that will help you to be able to be part of the work environment. Because also another challenge is that when students come to our institution, they come thinking that they're still students, failing to understand that we are now, we are a student, but we're in a work environment.
Yes.
So how you behave and how you conduct yourself is critical, you know.
Yes.
So it's part of preparation. One of the things, like your appearance.
Yes.
I made an example of a guy who was a student, so we went to meet with him because there were problems. When we got to this camp, we looked at this guy and we're like, I wonder who is this? Only to find that this is the student that we are coming to meet. He's wearing a beanie. A beanie is up to here. You can't even see the face. So this person is interacting with our customers or visitors. Our visitors, they don't differentiate between a student and an employee.
Yes.
When we are there servicing them, they see you, we are the face of the institution. So how you dress, how you appear is very important.
So what would you like students or anyone who is in the event today to take out? What's the most important thing you'd like them to take out from today's event?
Okay. Especially because we came for the conservation students.
Yes.
I think they need to get out there. They need to be willing to learn.
Definitely.
They need to be enthusiastic. You know, if a mentor says we are a keen student, you've got the right, another thing is the attitude. The problem that we face in the institution, students come with a negative attitude.
Yes.
Already when you come with a negative attitude, no one wants to work with you. But if people see that you've got the right attitude, they will take you with everywhere they go.
Yes.
They will get an opportunity to learn. So it's necessary attitude. I mean, the attitude determines your altitude. So if you've got the right attitude, you're going to go very far in life. If you've got a negative attitude, you're not going to get very far.
And before I let you go, Ms. Ngobo, what's the message that you'd like to give our listeners and students who are still going to workplaces? Not only maybe people who are attending today on nature conservation, but like students who are now going to step out to workplaces and even listeners here.
All right. What I would advise is that maybe, I don't know whether my advice is too late because people are already here.
Yes.
But it's very important that before you join a certain course, be clear, understand what the course involves. Because you find that someone is already in second year and then she finds this is not what, you know, For example, you'll find that someone is done, I'll make example because we're a conservation institution. Someone is done conservation, but this person wants to spend time in the office. office. Environment is not in the office.
Yes.
Environment is
outside. Yes.
Yeah. But also to be willing to learn, be open, you know, to learning. There's something which we call lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. And also if you are given a task to do,
yes,
do it to the best of your abilities. That person, so that the person can trust you with the next task. Because if you do a task in a shape,
yes,
then the person is not going to be trusting you again to give you, you know, a task.
Thank you so much, Ms. Noel.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.